Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You listen to Real Silo, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And do always want you, I always want you to be part of the solution. And I appreciate it when you are. I appreciate it when you send me. You look at, even if we don't agree, some of you know, you've sent me emails that you weren't in agreement with me on something. I don't beat you up over it. No, really don't. I mean, if you get nasty and you get personal, okay, we're going to have a problem. But other than that, no. You know? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Give us a call. Let me know what you think. Or send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. And again, always a pleasure to be with you. All right, so let me do a little venting. If you missed it the first hour, you're going to get another taste of it now. First off, it's just amazing to me. We've now got to the point, we've got to that mob rule point that our founding fathers never wanted to be part of. They did not want us to be ruled by a mob. That's why we're a constitutional republic. The people get to speak, the people get to choose, yes. But the choice is not... the choice is not by noise, to put it, a different way. The choice is through our representation, our representatives. And we replace you when you're not doing the will of the people. That's how it works. Well, it used to work that way until people started stealing elections. But you see what I mean? It was never meant to be you protest to make a change. You set buildings on fire to make a change. You set the cars on fire to make a change. You beat up on cops to make a change. I want you to think of where this government is going. Think really hard here. Under Obama, they started replacing the old-time generals, the old-time military brass, with the new agers. The ones that were okay with, you know, the Marines traipsing around in high heels so they know what it's like to be a woman. Because I'm sure every enemy combatant knows what it's like to be a woman, right? When they started really just beating down the morality of the military. Well, they're doing the same thing again. Under Joe Biden, which is probably under Obama, they're trying to weed out the true patriots in the military. They're trying to weed out the guys that love the Constitution, that love freedom. That's what they're looking for. They're not necessarily looking for MAGA people, but of course that would be part of it. But they're going through their personal Facebook pages and such. What are they looking for? When LeBron James, who calls for violence, you know, against a police officer, is left alone. When Maxine Waters actually does call for violence in the streets, is left alone. You know what direction these people are heading in. You know what they're looking for. Now, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I don't know what to tell you from a standpoint. This is what Dr. B and I were talking about when it comes to warrior. Where are the warriors? Where are those going to stand up? Where are those going to stand up for those police officers for real? You attorneys. Where are you? I mean, I hear these stories all the time about these attorneys who are they're doxxed, so their information is given out, or they can't get a job, or they can't get another client. So what? What do you think? You think this is going to be a powder puff game with these people to win everything back? You think our founding fathers had a powder puff game to beat the British? I mean, you're boo-hooing over the fact they may give your name out. They knew where these guys lived. They went and killed their family, burned down their houses. They knew that was something that could happen. So I say to you, you know, when you're talking about this stuff, stop the, oh, woe is me. What's better for the greater good now? And we'll give you this. I feel the same way sometime. Dr. B feels the same way sometime. You do feel like you were in a class all by yourself once in a while. Where are the other warriors? Who's out there fighting alongside me? There are times where people want to do things and I look around, ain't nobody there. Right? And that's why I was saying earlier, you know, they don't wait for the investigation. We protest every time a black person is shot by a policeman. Is that how it's going to go down now? I've got articles up on my website. One in particular where a white man was killed by a white cop who put his leg on the neck of the white guy. No, white protests, white riots. Why not? Is everything good? I mean, is that true equality? Are we going to protest every single time a black man is shot? Or black person is shot by a cop, white or black? It's a little tougher when it's a black cop, but not like they haven't done it already. So I just want to know when. When are those warriors going to come together and really put it on the line like many others have already had? As you heard me say before, earlier, which Black Life Matters? Even though, where are the Black Lives Matter people in Miami? Are there none down there? Are there none in Chicago? I'm just asking because I really am confused. I don't know. Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Some messed up white people. We are back. Well, this is the Real Fat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Stop being stupid and lazy. Now, you know I'm not talking to you people that are actually doing something. You know that. Right? And yes, they're kind of excited in the chat room that the signatures have been verified to recall Gavin Newsom. Apparently, all those right-wing lunatics who are driving this, according to Newsom, and some people on the left who are listening to those lunatics on the right, you know, who have gotten the signatures together. No, Gavin's just too much out in left field. He's too much out in Twilight Zone to realize he's not well loved. Even by his own tribe. They're very upset with him right now. And even the legislature up there, he's threatened to the point where they won't issue any kind of legislation to take the powers away from him. Right? I mean, what's that all about? 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey! It's Fauci. Good name for him, too. Huh? Well, a better one than that. Fauci, is he now playing around with outside guidance again? I mean, the guy can't make up his mind. John Hopkins, professor of public health, Dr. Marty McKay, Macquarie, he criticized federal health experts for being late to consider the safety of the outdoor activities during the coronavirus pandemic, as well as folks, you know, I mean, the folks who collectively shame people who choose not to take COVID-19 vaccine. And the reason I giggled there was like, this is the group that originally, remember, they wanted everybody to live nice together. You shouldn't make fun of people. You know, people's diets, where they eat, what they like, music they listen to, how they dress. We weren't supposed to make fun of any of them. Yet they're all over everybody. McCarthy said in a recent interview that we need to move back to the outdoors, and what the CDC doesn't realize is an alternative to restrictions for outdoors is where people sit, you know, and can get rid of this in the sun. Inside, it's a bigger health risk. If we keep people locked up inside, we keep them sedentary, we're going to create other health problems. This is directly from them. We need to encourage as many activities outdoors as we can. The CDC, again, is once too late. They're always like, well, tell me when they've really hit it right. Can anybody send me the stats to show me when they've been right on? I think they're afraid of being wrong, really, is what it boils down to. I think there's a lot of groupthink. He said, to be very frank, I think that we should have told people early on, when we told them to stay at home, we should have told them to get outside. The number one risk factor for being hospitalized is being overweight. When people stay, you know, I always thought that was hilarious. So we kept telling these people that being obese was a problem. Right? Not being active was a problem. I'm sorry, I'm missing something here. Right? Not being active, eating food at home, takeout mostly, and if you're cooking, you know, that's a real problem, right? Because you may even eat more there. Most people on the average gain 15 pounds during this whole thing. And it's hard to get off. The older you are, the harder it is to get off. McCarthy went on to say, if they want to get serious about the vaccine and the hesitancy, they can quickly pivot those vaccine sites to walk-in. Stop shaming people who choose not to get the vaccine. We need to respect them. Some are not getting it because they've had the infection. And that's medically reasonable. In any way, shape, manner, or form, there's no reason for you to get the vaccine if you've already had the infection. We need to give something for people to look forward to. But if you tell them if they get the vaccine and you tell them they still might get it, they still have to wear masks, they still have to stay 6 feet apart, why get it? Right? There's nothing to look forward to. There's no out. And finally, stop talking about boosters. It's not clear that we're going to need them, so why talk about them? Well, they're setting you up to make sure that Fauci gets as much money as humanly possible. There's actually no evidence to prove that we're going to need them, and telling people you might need a vaccine every 6 months is not helping either. I mean, they don't care. I've said it before, they just don't care. It's about lining their pockets is what they believe to be truth. And that's it. No more, no less. Now, talk about another waste of time and energy. Sorry, guys. I know some of you won't agree with me. It's all right. So, you know, everybody's entitled. But Another story, you know, it's funny how the left, no matter how dangerous, how bad the stories were, the left-leaning media, which is pretty much all of them, covered so much for the left. Really, think about it. How much they would let us know that they were doing, what they were getting away with. They were so afraid. But this is, you're covering up for thugs and thieves. And the same things that you were accusing Trump and the elites on the right of are happening 24/7 in your party on the left. The U.S. Special Climate Envoy, John Kerry, on Monday denied allegations that while he was serving as Secretary of State under Oblamo, that he informed the Iranian Foreign Minister of Israel's operations in Syria, which, frankly, I don't doubt at all. The Twitter post, Kerry called, claims that detailed in leaked audio obtained by several media outlets, and he said they were unequivocally false. This is just great. They have his voice. They have it on tape, and it's false. The Ukrainian president says that the conversation didn't go the way the press said with Trump. Apparently, he was false. Right? Many conservatives attacking John Kerry for discussing with Iran that Israel covertly struck 200 Iranian targets in Syria. That comes from a leaked audio. Wow. I mean, we have people that are leaking stuff from within. It's just amazing. And several took him on with it. He's not backing down from it. But this is how they do everything. They never admit to anything, right? Remember, I told you, they're the party of non-responsibility. So they really don't. They don't admit to anything. They never make mistakes. They're perfect. Ask them. They'll tell you. So, with your host, listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that a growing number of Americans have skipped the second dose of their COVID vaccination. Nearly 30% of Americans have been fully vaccinated, but the CDC says more than 5 million Americans have gotten their first shot and intentionally missed their second. Officials worry that the recent pause in using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine as well as reports of allergic reactions to the shot in some, have made people more wary about receiving both inoculations. The latest data shows that about 140 million people, more than 42% of all Americans, have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. And the Department of Justice announced Monday that it would launch a probe into the policing practices of the Louisville, Kentucky Police Department. Attorney General Merrick Garland said that the DOJ would assess whether the department engages in a pattern of unreasonable force and unconstitutional searches, including their execution on private homes. The department has been under intense scrutiny since the shooting of Breonna Taylor during a raid on her apartment by officers serving a no-knock warrant. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
Feel the rhythm now. We should be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving on. We should be singing together, you and me. Oh, come on, baby. We should be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving on. We should be singing together, you and me.
Got some what I refer to as house cleaning out of the way. And, that's not referring to you women, I know, because I'm such a misogynist. You ever think about buying one of those My Pillows, or one of his sheets, or, any of his pillowcases, or what have you? I got a pair of slip. Actually, I think we have two pillows, some pillowcases, and I have a pair of his slippers. Not Mike's, my own, but I bought them there. And they're very comfortable, very different than your normal slippers that you get at the regular store. You may want to check it out. Head over to MyPillow.com. And to check out, use the promo code Joe. You get a few bucks off. And, we get a few brownie points. And again, if you're going to go up there anyhow, if you're going to go to the website and deal with it anyhow, you might as well use the promo code Joe. If you're not a website user, though, and you want to head over there and buy something anyhow, try 800-872-0353. 800-872-0353. All right. The same thing with, I showed you those, I knew it. I knew I didn't bring them here. Go over to maskexemption.cards. That's maskexemption.cards. And you see check out the cards that they have there. I'm being told that they work. All right, they basically lay out the law, what the law has to say about, you not having to wear a mask and why they can't ask you why not. And I'm telling you that most of the stores are accepting them. Nobody wants to tackle you down. So check them out. I mean, it can't hurt, right? MaskExemption.cards, promo code Joe, MaskExemption.cards, cards, promo Joe. All right. Hey, remember the Ashley Babbitt? The one that was shot on January 6th. During the so-called insurrection, which I don't believe it was an insurrection at all. If she was a black activist, what do you think we'd know right now? What do you think would be happening right now? Right? Within hours, the name of the cop that shot her would have been given. Right? I mean, let's be honest about it. Then we would find out where the cop lived, and they would go dox his house or go pick at his house. They'd be looking for that cop to be tarred and feathered, right? There'd be so much more we would know by now. We'd have riots in the streets. Can we just be honest about this? And it shows you what a double standard there is in this current president's Justice Department. And then we have a trial of Derek Chauvin in the murder of George Floyd. What about the cop that murdered? Again, I don't know the particulars, but I'm saying based on what I'm seeing here, based on the way that this DOJ is operating or should be, right? I love it when this stuff pops up on me when I'm talking. that cop should be brought up on charges too, right? The white cop being on the neck of a white victim or a white suspect? Seriously. 35-year-old Babbitt, a U.S. Air Force veteran, had been a liberal activist, activist protesting for abortion. And this happened to her. My God, it would be all over the media, 24/7. Now, Babbitt was the only person, when you look at this, that was killed that day by lethal force. Now, mainstream media is calling it an insurrection. Now we found out that the cop that was supposedly killed by one of these subversives, hit in the head with a fire extinguisher, not quite true. Right? That's worth finding out now, too. So now we've got this real double standard. It's really dangerous if you think about it. You think that if the Justice Department has said that the officer should not be charged, then that's fine. But the American people, the American public, they deserve to know really what went down that day. Why was deadly force employed? Why was she the only one shot? Really, I mean, there's got to be a reason behind it. Right, so the head of the department there says there's no reason to know the name of the officer at this point in time while the investigation takes place. Well, we've got that before. There was no reason to know the name of the officer who shot Dante Wright. Right, but it was released within minutes. And she had to flee her home for her own safety. Once they found out who it was, they went to that house. Why do you think this one's not being released? I mean, I'm just asking. I don't get it. If right is right, then what's the issue? Well, we know right is not right. We know what's going to come out of all of this. It's not going to stop. It's not going to stop anytime soon unless we stop it. We actually stop it. Unless we actually get involved and engaged and really hunker down. And yeah, it is a big deal. You heard Dr. Bridget earlier talking about it. Where are the warriors? When are we going to step up? When are we? And some of you already have, so please don't send me an email telling me that, you know, oh, I'm already doing this and, you know, I'm not talking to you then, right? I'm not talking to you at all. But there's going to be another war in this country soon. And it's not going to be the haves and the have-not, and it's not necessarily going to be the white and the black. It'll be based on race, but it's going to be those loons on the left that have decided that everything we stand for, everything we are, is wrong. I started talking about it earlier in the show, and I find it extremely interesting. Yeah, even the black community at the Oscars the other night and other award shows. Why we even paid attention to this stuff, I don't know. But it does make for good fodder. But when you sit there and talk about the racism of this country, how it was founded on racism, it's wrong. It is a lie. It's really that simple. It's a lie. It wasn't founded on racism. It wasn't founded on slavery. And if you do your homework, you find out the real reason it was founded is for freedom. They came here to get away from all of that. being forced to do things a certain way, being forced down a certain road of religious beliefs. Right? They didn't have power to govern themselves. This is what started this country, not to make sure we kept slavery. And you've got to get informed. That's why I said, go take that constitutional coach class. You have to get informed so you can tell people why what they're saying is not true. And I'm not talking about writing to some of these lunatics in office. I'm talking about the people and the friends around you. The places you go when people come out with wrong information. Right? You've seen a lot of people go from the Democrat Party to the Republican Party or no party preference. They're just kind of hanging out there in limbo. But as long as you keep letting the narrative go that we were, you know, we go like, whatever. You let it go that we were founded on slavery, then that's what the kids are going to remember. You've got to stick up for this country. Like I said, we're so much more than that. We've done so much more since our inception. We've done so much more. We're still one of the freest, most liberal, liberty-loving countries on the planet. Even with everything going on, people started to still try to beat their brains. I'm not just talking about the South. People are still beating their brains out to try to get here. They want to live here. They want to be part of the American dream. You're not going to see it under the Democrats. I agree with Joe when he says we got to feed it to them every time they open their mouths. You know, Tim Scott said it. There have been plenty of black elected officials that have said it, and that is, it's not the Republicans sowing racism. It's not the Republicans sowing hate and fear. It's the Democrats. Over and over and over again. When you have Maxine Waters calling for violence and you do absolutely nothing about it, and President Trump tells you to go exercise your constitutional right, march up there, let your voices be heard. He didn't say what Maxine said. Go confront them. Come and see your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-CHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, give a call. You know, voice your opinion. Seriously. And, man, I'm just gonna hit a whole bunch of stories. Real quick, because I want you to see what... Well, you already see it. Most of you guys listening already know. You're paying attention. You have a clue. The Department of Homeland Security has decided to investigate domestic extremists in the ranks. But what is the criteria for that? What does that actually mean? So the U.S. Department of Homeland Security will investigate the potential threat of domestic extremists. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas did not say what prompted the internal review, but referred to the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol by supporters of then-President Donald Trump, a lie, highlighted the threat. Again, a lie. A group of senior DHS officials will immediately begin a comprehensive review on how to best prevent, detect, and respond to threats related to domestic violent extremists. Within the DHS, that's what bothers me. What is an extremist? Right? They're not going to tell you. Biden called for funding to investigate any complaints of white supremacists. But what is that? No, seriously, what is it? Is white supremacy the belief that ID is not discriminatory? It's not racist? No, really. This is what Obama tried to do by first replacing all the officers that weren't patriots, that didn't have a backbone. They were the first ones in. And Obama got rid of anybody who didn't believe in his policies. The U.S. military also has faced concerns over white nationalism and other extremists in the ranks. What does that mean? Anybody that was a MAGA person? Are they done? Mayorkas said in a statement on Monday that domestic violence extremists, they pose the most lethal and persistent terrorism-related threat to our country today. Really? How about we go back and look at truly who's been creating most of the mayhem? Most of the aggravation? The hateful acts of violence? They've been done by the lefties. They have not been done by white supremacist extremists on the right. You talk about those people that were punching old people in the face? Those were BLM people. It's on video. The ones that were burning down stores, smashing police cars? Talk about extremists? Throwing frozen water bottles at the cops? Is that extremists? Is that hateful? Those were all left. Those were all Antifa. Those were all BLM. And the liberals had nothing to say about it. The Dems said nothing to slow it down and stop it. Not a word. Domestic extremism is a major focus of the investigation in the Capitol attack. Members of the right-wing extremist group, such as Proud Boys and Oath Keepers. Right, Oath Keepers, really a real extremist group. God bless. I love all of this. But Antifa, nothing. You hear anything about Antifa? No, not a word. BLM, nothing. No kids, anything against them. That would be a problem, right? It's just amazing. And then my understanding is some of the people that were picked up in January 6th are still in jail right now. They don't even give them bail. But that's how we're seeing in California. We're letting people go that have raped, some that may have killed, because we're afraid of COVID-19. Just amazing. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A new tracking poll finds that the U.S. is deeply divided. Who paid for this? You didn't have to do that. We could have done it right here on the show. As Biden nears his 100th day in office, a new survey has found that he hasn't succeeded in bringing unity. No, duh, really? You needed a survey for that? The Technometrica released Monday showed 61% of respondents believe that the country is divided. Just 33% believe it's united. Those 33, they must live in dope-smoking states. Breaking down the figures, the poll found that 35% called the country very divided, 26% said it was somewhat divided. On the opposite end, 15% felt the nation is very united, and 18% somewhat united. Now, 5% of the respondents had smoked so much dope, they weren't sure where we were. Pollster also broke down the divisions, finding demographic groups that believe the country is united are in the 25 to 44 age group. They're usually urban residents. They earn about $75K plus a year. And they're Democrats and those with a college degree or higher. On the other end, the groups that feel extreme division in the country are 65 or older, rural residents, independents. They've got some college education and usually are Republicans. That's because they don't drink the Kool-Aid. I mean, seriously, when I talk to any Dem today, even the ones I thought were sane for a while there, they still go off, right in the beginning, they go off Trump. It's like, he's, as you said about Obama, he's not your president anymore. So what's the problem? No, it's the guy in office now. Now, as you always said about Trump, it's now his problem. Right? Now, another survey conducted by the University of Massachusetts found that 46% of respondents say relations between the parties have worsened, and about 40% said they remain the same. Now, Republican lawmakers increasingly have called out Biden for failing to deliver on his promise to work with Republicans. Nothing. There is no back and forth. There is no handshaking. In an interview Sunday at ABC News, Senator Rick Scott of Florida predicted that Biden would return to that when he addresses Congress at a joint session. He said, "I'm sure he's going to talk about unity and bipartisanship," which he hasn't done at all. In his mind, he's done it. In his mind, it's probably happening. In his inauguration, Biden struck a conciliatory tone after a bitter race against President Donald Trump. He asked Americans that didn't vote for him to give him a chance. Yeah, that lasted about 17 and a half seconds. To overcome these challenges and restore the soul to secure the future of America requires so much more than words. It requires the most elusive of all things in a democracy. It's unity. We're a republic. We must end this uncivil war that pits red against blue. Rural versus urban, conservative versus liberal. We can't do this. If we open our souls instead of hardening our hearts, we can come together. He meant none of it. Not a word of it. And you know, there was no plan to work with us from day one. Absolutely none. Remember, they think we're wrong. They think we're just so whacked. And some people are totally surprised at what Joe Biden is doing and Kamala Harris. I don't know why you're surprised. This is what they've always done. Every time they promise to do something or act a certain way with us, they never have. Representative Ronnie Jackson recently said that the Vice President Kamala Harris, her weekend claims that the Biden administration has been left to rebuild the nation's immigration and border situation are pathetic and, again, another lie. What was the rebuild? It was working. They were following the law that Congress put in place. As a matter of fact, if anything, Congress has not done their job, done their duty. And if you go over the last 10, well, let's go over the last 30 years. Who's been in control of Congress most of the time? Just like now, they don't need us. Trump did, and to appease the far left, it created this disaster at the border that's a political hot potato. It's a big disaster for our country on many fronts. The Texas Republican, a former White House physician, was speaking. He said that Harris should be calling on allies in the United Nations. She's got to get up there and say something. She's got to do something. When she gets with the, you know, they always seem to start the conversation with about the mess that Trump left. They forgot what this place looked like after Oblamo. She also said that the Trump administration brought efforts to solve the root problems of the border situation and brought them to a standstill. And brought what to a standstill? Everybody was working with them. Everybody liked them. They were working out for all countries involved. The writer says, I spoke before about Dr. Anthony Fauci's responsibility to get down there on the public health issues, but he won't do it. She won't do it. Biden won't do it. God forbid you go in the store without a mask on. Watch what happens to you. So, to your host, this is The Real Side of GCN Live. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time with me every night. Be back here tomorrow. Hopefully you will too.